Dodge was not employed by the Union Pacific, and he had not seen Day's report to the directors recommending the route up Lodgepole Creek. His job was to look for Indians making depredations on white settlers, but he was also looking for a route over the Black Hills. If he was looking for himself, to make something for himself out of his exertions, then so be it. If he was looking for his country, so much the better. If he was looking for his superior, William T. Sherman, who in 1865 had been made commanding officer of the military division of the Mississippi, embracing the land lying between the Mississippi River and the Rocky Mountains, then he was doing exactly what his superior wanted. As Sherman took up his new duties, he recorded in his memoirs, "My thoughts and feelings at once reverted to the construction of the Great Pacific Railway, which was then in progress. I put myself in communication with the parties engaged in the work, visiting them in person, and assured them that I would afford them all possible assistance and encouragement."